This morning, we're going to look in Scripture at the angels' appearances to Mary and Joseph and their responses. Look and listen today and see how both of them respond to the news that Mary is pregnant.
Our first lesson comes from the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his word and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To a family who is having a baby baptized, we talk to the parents about how they are God's first missionaries to that child, that they show and share Christ's love with that child, that they are in the front lines of teaching that child to love God. And so we see Mary getting unexpected and surprising news that she is going to be on the front lines to teach this child how to love God and to love his neighbors. It is an unreal story, an unexpected story. The angel appears to Mary and tells her unbelievable news that she is going to have a baby. And this is no normal child. This child is going to be special. He will be great. He will be our Savior, Jesus. How would you respond to this news? Mary, we hear in this passage, is favored, perplexed, thoughtful, and afraid. How can this be? She wonders. It seems impossible. But we learn with God and the Holy Spirit, nothing is impossible. God intervenes, and there is an inbreaking of the holy, but it comes with risk. Mary is not married. It is dangerous for her to accept this role as mother. She could be killed, shamed, kicked out, or alone. She is powerless. She tells us later in a song that she is poor and lowly. In the human realm, she is a nobody. In that ancient society, maleness and maturity are favored. But yet God has shown her favor. It is both a wonder and a scandal. God could have made a less scandalous entrance to a more established mother, but God rarely conforms to our plan. Instead, we move to God's plan. God's work upsets the social expectations and conventions of the day. This is not a picturesque Christmas. Here, Mary is promised something she may not fully understand, and she is asked to follow, to trust. In both our angelic appearances today, Mary and Joseph are called to follow. They are not promised success, but as Mother Teresa often said, we were not created to be successful, but to be obedient. And so Mary is obedient. She trusts in this crazy plan. She risks her life, her everything, to bear this child. May we too have such trust, fearlessness, and faithfulness. The book of Matthew tells the news of Jesus' birth in a different way. We hear and see Joseph getting the news from an angel.
From the first chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Joseph's angel appears in a dream. It would have been so easy for him to think, "Now that's a crazy dream," and ignore the news the angel tells him. But Joseph doesn't. You might not notice, but not once does Joseph speak. He listens, thinks. His fiancée is pregnant with what he assumes is another man's child. He could have ruined her reputation, but he is quiet. He plans to dismiss her quietly and end their relationship. But an angel comes shaking up the world. The angel tells him to take Mary as his wife, to raise this child. This child is special, chosen. He will save us. And so Joseph does just that. Angels intervene, shaking Joseph and Mary's future, bringing this child into their midst, into our midst. Trust and faith are Mary and Joseph's gifts to the world. Without their faithfulness and trust, God would not have entered into the world in this way. Both Mary and Joseph said, this wasn't my plan, but we've got to do what we've got to do. And so they did. They risked scandal and shame, social scrutiny, to follow God's plan. Sometimes we seek a perfect Christmas, with all the right presents under the tree, family harmony, a feast in the perfect family photo. The first Christmas was not prim and proper. It was dangerous, scary, and surprising. Mary and Joseph are told that they must love Jesus and bring Jesus into this world and raise him. They do not know the entire story. If they did, they might not have agreed. Instead, they trusted. They loved Jesus, and Jesus in turn loved the world. May we go out from this place remembering that sometimes we must risk in order to trust and be faithful. We must love, because love changes the world. Let us go out prepared to see God's love and hear angelic voices shaking up our world. Amen.